Justin Richardson, and I'm a Wisconsin co-coordinator for the Nader Gonzalez campaign.
Tell me a little bit about the effort here in Wisconsin and what the end aim is.
Well, the most important task at the moment is to make sure Ralph Nader is able to get on the ballot in Wisconsin. And what that means here in this state is that we have to collect a minimum of 2,000 signatures, and our goal is to turn in 4,000 signatures. We have 1 month to do that. The way the rules are here is that we can only collect those signatures during the month of August. And it's a different set of rules in all of the 50 states, even for a national office, for an independent candidate such as Ralph Nader to get on the ballot. So that's an interesting problem, too, that Ralph's campaign will hopefully help overcome.
What's the most important message, I guess, for potential people who might be signing on to get him on the ballot or people who are interested in voting for him? What's the most important thing they need to know about the Nader candidacy this time around?
Well, a main goal of the campaign is to shift political power away from corporate special interests and back into the hands of the American people. The Nader Gonzalez campaign gives a voice to anyone who is dissatisfied with choosing between a Republican and Democrat. If anyone would like to help us with that effort here in Wisconsin, they should contact me at justin@votenader.org.
The rub on Nader's candidacy has always been that primarily he seems to take votes away from Democrats, going back to the Al Gore campaign. I guess, do you have a response to that, and how do you counteract that argument?
Well, yeah, I hear that a lot. And what people say is, you know, Ralph Nader's stealing votes from one candidate or the other, usually the Democrat candidate. And I believe there's no such thing as vote stealing. A vote has to be earned by each candidate. And, you know, if Obama supporters feel that Nader's stealing votes from Obama, then those were really Obama's to lose in the first place. We've seen Obama shift his rhetoric a little bit more towards special interests and, you know, away from some of the populist language he was using during his primary campaign. So if voters don't have a choice, there's no way for the average citizen to really, you know, pull on Obama from the other side and say, you know, this is what we want. Don't listen to the corporate lobbyists.
Got it. I've got enough to go with here. Anything else particularly relevant that you'd like to touch on that we haven't done yet?
Well, I might just mention some of the polls. Ralph Nader's polling very high for a third-party candidate. He's at 6% in the most recent CNN poll, and that's an important number. We're hoping that that number will continue to rise and that Ralph Nader will be able to participate in the national presidential debates. If Ralph Nader's voice is able to be heard there, it will turn into a three-party race, and then anything could be possible.